have you ever heard people talk about children being given either a pet name or a basket name?
I've heard pet name, but it's not used too much.
And this thing that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down, you know, it's on wheels.
A buggy.
Yeah, just call it a buggy.
Yeah, if it's on wheels.
Or have you ever heard people call that a baby carriage or a...
Yeah, but usually I just say buggy.
What would you say you would do it? Say, I believe I'll put the baby in the buggy and go out and
stroll.
Or say if a man had a boy that was 20, one that was 15, and one that was 10, talking about in terms of being grown up, you'd say the one that's 20 was the
oldest.
The oldest, or if you want to use the word grown up in there somewhere, you'd say the one that's 20 is the...
most grown.
And say your children consist of your sons and your
daughters,
or your boys and your
girls.
And say if a woman's about to have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
Have you ever heard any other terms used to mean the same thing? She's pregnant, or she's
none come to mind.
Maybe some old-fashioned way of saying it, like she's in the family. Something like that. Okay. Yeah, we were talking about something like she's in the family. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm. She swallowed the seed or something.
Any particular seed in particular?
Watermelon seed,
yeah. Or say if a woman that's about to have a baby and there wasn't a doctor around to help, maybe a woman that might be called on to...
A midwife?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard midwives called...
Grannies.
Yeah. Or say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, and maybe his nose is shaped about the same, you'd say that the boy...
looks like... favors.
Or if a woman has taken care of three children from the time, you know, they were born, time they were grown, you'd say she's three children.
Raised.
Or maybe to a child who's been misbehaving, you might say something to it like, well, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good
whipping.
Or say if a guy named Bob is 3 inches taller this year than he was last year, you'd say that Bob a lot in 1 year.
Grew.
Or he's
grown.
I might say, well, you just got to some more.
Grow.
What would you call a child that was born to an unmarried woman? He would be
It'd be a bastard, but they wouldn't call him that.
Yeah, that would be kind of a crude term.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard any other way of putting that besides bastard? If you were
illegitimate
child. Yeah.
which is something that we're trying to do away with.
Yeah. Or say
illegitimate parents.
Yeah. The heart of the problem. Have you ever heard a child like that called something like a woods colt or a...
No.
Haven't heard that.
Love child.
A love child, yeah. Say this expression though. Say a girl named Jane, somebody might say, well, not Jane's a loving child, but Peggy's even a lot
more loving.
And say if you had a brother and he had a son, that son would be your
nephew.
And if your father had a sister, she would be your
aunt.